The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Situation is ongoing at Wasps, and let's speak now to Rachel Dunn. Rachel, thank you again for your time, and I need to ask you, first of all, how are you? How's the squad?
I think we're quite buoyant, I think, considering the situation. I think there's good communication amongst the squad at the moment. So we're all sticking together and just we're keeping on training and just while the situation sorts itself out and until we know the future, we're just kind of trying to keep going in our own time. We're trying to hook in and connect via whatever means we can. And just I think after the initial news that broke earlier on this week, we're now just in a state of just a kind of a waiting game, and just we know that people are working around the clock in the background trying to sort something out, so we just have to have a bit of patience and just hopefully something positive will come out of this.
I'm sure that it was maybe Lauren's tweet that I saw, or maybe Josie's, but as committed athletes, you're still training, and that's important, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because we don't know what direction this is going to take. We need to make sure that we are as prepared as possible. Up until Monday, we've been on a pre-season programme, so we've just been continuing with that. We don't have the access to the court as we would do, and we don't have access to things as a team together, but things are being put in place in the background to make sure that we are continuing with the pre-season aspect of it and getting ourselves in the shape that we need to be, because we don't know what's going to happen or what's going to be sorted out, and we don't want to be on the back foot if we do get a positive outcome out of it.
There's been rumblings and rumours over the last couple of weeks, but on Monday that just gone, I felt that this, to fans of the league and obviously players as well, it was perhaps a little bit drastic.
Well, it was, yeah. Brutal and a bit final, the whole thing, really. I think everyone was aware of the situation Wasps was in. I think the franchise was transparent about it. It's been in all the media. And we're aware that could have been a possibility, but administration can go in many directions when companies are faced with it. You knew that there was many options out there and it could be a possibility, but you kind of hold on to that hope that it's not going to be the worst case scenario. And until you hear it is, you just carry on. And then, yeah, Monday's events unfolded and it just became a bit final, the whole thing. And then we're in the situation we are now, where we don't know what's going to happen. We know that the status as it was last week is now not the same. And we just, as I said, yeah, we just have to wait and see what our options will be.
I think we need to recognise the impact on Pathway and maybe those just starting their netball careers as well.
Yeah, it's huge impact. Like that, we don't just sit as a, from the netball side, is just the franchise. There are age groups in there and pathways, and that needs to be kind of like reorganized, and depending on what the outcome is as to what model it will go down, we don't know at the moment. That's just all going on in the background, and I think people have different degrees of employment, and some people, their employment choices are based on their Super League salaries as well. So it does, even though you're not fully relying on the netball as an income, you do factor it in terms of your finances, and people do adjust their working hours and adjust their work to accommodate the training that's required to play in Super League. We've got students in there. We've got a whole degree of people that will be impacted financially on this, because as a netballer, you put plans in place to try and get the balance between you need to be able to perform on court and you need to also be able to earn a living. So you do make compromises with not the training side, but with your other side, to try and accommodate all the training that you need, and you kind of look at it before the season, commit to it, and then put plans in place, which everyone would have had plans in place in terms of negotiations with employers regarding time off. And it's quite complicated in the background when you are trying to balance the work and the netball. So a lot of, there are impacts all over the place, and then we've got the uncertainty of the future. It might pan out, it might not. So people do have that stress element of that. It might not be as drastic, but it is a factor.
Joined at the start, didn't you, 7 seasons ago, I think it was, something like that. How important was it being part of the wider Wasps brand, and even looking at the early years and being a Storm fan as well, I've got to recognise that the impact that the team had was really something special?
Yeah, it was Wasps wanted, they're an ambitious club and they wanted a netball franchise. And it's great that you've got people who recognise netball and it being a great sport and wanting to help promote the sport and actually wanting to invest in it. And if you look over the seven seasons, they've been, you know, on the whole, they've been pretty successful. We've got a couple of titles, another finals appearance. So, yeah, and just being able to play in a bigger arena that could be expandable, hopefully as netball expanded, and being part of something new and exciting and a collaborative effect. You kind of, as you join Wasps, you joined the whole Wasps family, which was something special to be part of something big, and that they wanted to, yeah, invest in it and promote it and try and push our game on. And it's great that you've got outside people wanted to come in, see it as the great sport it is, and wanted to help promote it.
Fans will see those title wins, but it's more than that. It's about the journeys back and forwards to games, birthday cakes, and the training as well. So I suppose there's the hope that whatever happens, you'll be back on court in the same kind of group of players.
Well, that's the hope. That's what we're all hoping for. I think everyone across the league is hoping for that, because it's the simplest solution to everything. Yeah, while there is still hope, we're holding on to it. And again, it's just a waiting game, we'll have to see. And yeah, it's not just about the wins. Anyone who plays netball knows it's a great team sport. It's not just about the actual matches. It is everything around it, the kind of relationships you make, the friends you make, the experiences that you have. I mean, going through pre-season together and just going through all the pain and growing as a team. You have the excitement of young players coming in that you can try and help develop, and just trying to achieve something as a group of individuals. I think it's special being part of a team environment for many reasons.
All we can hope is that England Netball and NPA are busy back and forwards trying to look at possible options and have you part of the league starting Feb.
That's where we'd like to be. We are realistic that until things are over the line, nothing is decided. It's great to hear positive news, but it's also just being realistic that, yeah, we know that people are working and doing their best in the background, and that's all we can hope for. And hopefully we do get a positive outcome out of it and everything is crossed. And we hold on to hope with all the extra positive news that comes in. But I think it's still uncertain at the moment, which is the anxious side for everyone. And we're just in the waiting game to see what the outcome will be of everything that's going on in the background.
It's not an ideal situation for everybody involved, but Rachel, in the meantime, all I can say is just really wish you well, and maybe just a message to fans in the meantime, just stick with us.
Well, yeah, since Wasps arrived in the West Midlands, we've had great fan support from the region, and yes, they've been a huge part of the success we've had. Playing home games over at the CBS Arena is such a special environment, and you get such a buzz out of it, and that's a credit to the fans that come and support us. So massive thanks for the support that we've had over the years, and everything is crossed that we'll be out there playing to support again.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.